From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, October 16th. Shasta Scout discovered last week that they were no longer receiving press releases from the Shasta County Registrar of Voters office. A reporter contacted Registrar Clint Curtis to find out why. Annalise Pierce is the managing editor of the nonprofit news service and says she was surprised at his response.
He had questions about our political lean, as he put it, and also questions about our tax status. And he said that they only notify legitimate news organizations and, you know, questioned our legitimacy.
That raised serious constitutional issues. Shasta Scout contacted the nonprofit First Amendment Coalition, which is providing pro bono legal representation. They sent Curtis a letter threatening litigation. Tuesday morning, Shasta County supervisors met with counsel to consider the matter. After, they issued a unanimous statement supporting a free press and said they'd move to formally reprimand Curtis through censure if he did something like that again. In other news, a lot has changed in the Butte County Sheriff's Office over the last year. That's because of Measure H, the additional sales tax voters passed last November to fund public services. Sheriff Corey Honey told county supervisors this week that the funding has allowed his office to invest in technology. That includes flock safety cameras that use artificial intelligence to read license plate numbers.
We have solved murder cases because we've been able to identify suspects leaving the scenes of crimes based on their vehicle driving past one of these cameras. It helps us narrow in on suspects so we can do better investigations.
Honey says Measure H funds have also helped recruit new staff. He says applications over the last year have risen by 27%. And California Governor Gavin Newsom Wednesday joined a coalition of governors to coordinate on public health guidance. Newsom said the alliance is meant to keep politics out of public health and is in response to what he called the Trump administration's, quote, dangerous misguidance on vaccine safety and efficacy. All 14 participating governors are Democrats. Also, Butte County supervisors are extending their declared shelter crisis another 5 years. The designation allows the county to more easily grant money to homeless aid programs and allows vacant county-owned buildings to be used as emergency shelters. The Chico Enterprise Record reports the board voted unanimously this week to extend the declaration through 2031. The crisis was originally declared in 2018 and extended in 2021 and 2024. Additionally, legal proceedings are underway in an alleged hate crime case that happened in the small community of Igo, about 10 miles southwest of Reading. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more.
Shasta County resident Timothy Ray Thompson is facing 16 felony charges and one misdemeanor after he allegedly shot at a Spanish-speaking family outside their home. According to reporting by the Shasta Scout, a police report of the incident was included in Thompson's filing. It outlines the events from the perspective of the officer who arrived at the scene. Thompson allegedly pulled up to the family's house in his truck, yelled racial remarks, and fired his gun at the family and their children outside their house. Witnesses say he had a shotgun in the passenger seat and was nude. Thompson was later arrested and now faces charges including assault with a firearm and child abuse. Shasta Scout notes that the penalty for these charges could be increased if a jury finds Thompson guilty of a hate crime. Thompson is set to appear in court to present his plea on October 20th. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
And Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a bill that would have raised fees for people buying cars in the state. CalMatters reports the bill would have allowed car dealers to raise fees by almost $200 to cover document processing with the DMV. Newsom said in his veto message, Californians are already dealing with the high cost of living, and car buyers would be paying more for, quote, only minutes of data entry. And finally, a statewide bicycle advocacy coalition has launched a new working group to study e-bikes and similar vehicles. CalBike says the California Independent Electricity Mobility Council is the first group of its kind. It will put together transportation, safety, and public health officials to develop new guidance, policy recommendations, and education materials. CalBike says new vehicles like electric mopeds, scooters, and skateboards have become more common in bike lanes. The group says communities have passed restrictions and regulations targeting these personal electric vehicles, but called the efforts piecemeal. And those were your headlines for Thursday, October 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.